Wild Australia. Simon Beaver, Series Editor Bob Hastings. Chapter 1. Australia and its Wildlife. A long time ago, Australia was part of a supercontinent called Gondwana. Because Australia left the supercontinent 130 million years ago, the animals here are different from animals in other places. The wildlife can be dangerous to people. There are venomous snakes and spiders, and crocodiles too. Some animals only come from Australia, like the koala and the platypus. There are also many beautiful birds. Some are big and cannot fly, like the emu. The Australian animal that everybody knows is the kangaroo. Its babies live in a pouch on the mother's body. You can find exciting animals all over Australia. Chapter 2. Mammals. Mammals are animals that start their lives as babies and not as eggs. They drink their mother's milk. Many mammals in the world only come from Australia. The kangaroo is the national animal of Australia. Its picture is on some Australian money. Kangaroos can be grey or red. Baby kangaroos live in their mother's pouch. Australians call baby kangaroo a joey. The kangaroo is the only large animal that jumps, goes up and down, from one place to another. It is very fast. With its big legs and feet, a kangaroo can jump at 70 kilometres an hour. The koala is a very beautiful animal with grey hair and a black nose. It lives in the trees, and it finds its food there. It has a pouch for its babies, like the kangaroo. Koalas sleep for most of the day because the weather in Australia can be very hot. Some people say the Aborigine word koala means does not drink, but this is wrong. It's only a name. The koala gets a lot of water from the plants it eats, but like every animal, it also drinks water when it's thirsty. The Tasmanian devil lives in Tasmania, the second smaller island of Australia. It has a pouch too. It eats other animals. It has a big head and black fur. It also has long hairs on its face. It uses the hairs to feel things, like cats do. The hairs tell the animal what is near it. When the first people came to Tasmania, they ate many Tasmanian devils. There are not many Tasmanian devils living in Australia today. The dingo is a dog, but it is not a pet. We think the first dingoes came to Australia with people many thousands of years ago. Dingoes eat meat, and farmers do not like them because they eat sheep. Dingoes can be dangerous. If you visit a place where there are dingoes, you must watch your children. In 1980, a mother in Australia lost her baby. She said a dingo took it. People thought that she wasn't right, but she was. Chapter 3. Birds. Australia has a lot of different birds. For millions of years, until people came to Australia with dogs and cats, there were no other animals to eat the birds, so many kinds of birds didn't need to fly. The emu is Australia's biggest and most famous bird. It cannot fly, but it can run very fast, 50 kilometres an hour. Emus can be taller than a man. Most of them live in forests and they eat plants. There are now emu farms in Australia because people like to eat their meat. Emu eggs are very big. An Aborigine story says that when the world was young, somebody sent an emu egg into the sky and made the sun. Aborigines also see a big picture of a black emu in the night sky. Another famous Australian bird is the kookaburra. There are different kinds of kookaburra with different colours. When you listen to them, they sound like people laughing. Kookaburras eat snakes and other birds. Sometimes when people are cooking outside their homes, kookaburras fly down and take the food. Chapter 4. Reptiles. Snakes, crocodiles, and lizards are reptiles. They are animals that come from eggs. Most snakes in Australia are dangerous. You can die if they put their venom in your body. One of the most venomous snakes in the world is the inland taipan. It lives in hot places and eats small animals. It's difficult to see because its colour changes. This snake isn't usually a problem because it doesn't like to be near people. Crocodiles live in oceans or rivers. They have big teeth and long bodies. They can be 6 metres long. They live for a long time. Some live for more than 100 years. Crocodiles eat meat, fish, and sometimes people. It isn't good to go near a crocodile. But it isn't always easy to see crocodiles. You can sometimes think they are part of a tree in the water. Chapter 5. River and Sea Life. There is a lot of life in Australia's rivers and seas. The platypus lives in Australia's rivers. It's a mammal, but it's very different from other mammals. It's the only mammal to come from an egg, and it's venomous too. People in England first saw the platypus in 1798. They didn't think it was one animal. They thought it was two animals together. The platypus sleeps for 14 hours a day and eats small animals. It uses electricity to see these animals. No other mammal does this. The Great Barrier Reef is a wall of coral in the sea near Australia. It's 600,000 years old and it's very big, 2,600 kilometres long. Very small sea animals make coral and live in it. Coral reefs are a great home for animals and plants. The Great Barrier Reef is home to 1,500 kinds of fish and more than 2,000 kinds of plants. Some of them cannot live in any other place, so they need the reef. The sea is warmer now than it was many years ago. This is bad for coral, and so it's bad for the animals on coral reefs too. Another problem for coral is an interesting kind of starfish. It eats the animals that make coral. There are sometimes too many of these starfish. In 2000, they ate 66% of coral animals on a lot of reefs. The dugong is sometimes called the sea cow. It's the only mammal that always lives in the sea and eats only plants. Most dugongs live near Australia. They can live a long time, up to 73 years. Dugongs like to be together, but often they cannot stay together. They eat a lot, so sometimes they must leave the others to find food. A long time ago, when people first saw a dugong in the sea, they thought it was a person. They went home and told stories of an animal that was half woman and half fish, a mermaid. Chapter 6. What do you think? Governments get money from the people in their country. They often use some of this money to help the animals in their country. The government in Australia made a road in the place where koalas live and travel. This was bad for the koalas. The koalas needed to go easily and safely from one place to another for food. The government decided to pay money to make a tunnel under the road for the koalas to use. Another country that did this is India. Tigers are in danger, so the Indian government uses money to pay for big parks where tigers can live safely. There are now about 40 of these parks in the country. Do you think it is okay for governments to use people's money to pay for things like this? Is it a good idea for governments to help animals? Why or why not? Does your government pay to help animals? Which animals? Does it help the animals where you live?